Red Hawks, and welcome to another episode of Music Notes. This is Morgan.
And this is Abby.
And today we're just going to be talking about instrumental music and its history.
So this month of November, we are going to be focusing on instrumental music and like good study music. So that's going to be kind of the basis of what we are doing.
So technically, instrumental music was originally classical music. So we're going to be talking about more orchestral type music. Instrumental music was really established during the Baroque era of music. And during the Baroque era, which was like the 16th century, instrumental music became as important as vocal music. And that's really when it emerged.
Yeah, so today I feel like instrumental music is used from like movie soundtracks, or if there's like video game songs that people can take, or like a lot of people I've seen on YouTube where they do like instrumental versions of just any song they hear that they like, that they maybe want to study to, or just make it more calming and simplistic.
And so basically, if you think about it, instrumental is basically any song without words, non-lyrical music. And so people can make instrumental versions of game songs, movie soundtracks, and really any song.
So I saw this like definition, and it said that instrumental music is any music that is performed on a musical instrument. So then we know that like classical music counts as instrumental, and like orchestral music. But what about like EDM or like lo-fi music? Is that
Well, I guess in my opinion, in this day and age, in this modern era, I'd say that it does count as instrumental music, because now it's just any song without words, because lots of music today is produced without using an instrument. It's just like people producing tracks, and it's just all from the like beats from your computer. It's not from any instrument, so I'd say that it is considered instrumental music.
I typically, like, I have a bunch of friends that when they study, they listen to songs with words in them, and then they, like, sing along as they work. But I cannot work if there's words in the music. Like, I just can't focus because I'm too focused on the lyrics.
Yeah.
So then if I study when listening to music, I'll listen to instrumental music, or I'll look up a song I know, but the instrumental version.
Yeah, it just makes it so much easier to focus when there's no words.
Yeah. I heard there was like, I feel like there was not, there was like a boost in popularity for instrumental music when like a couple, not a couple years ago, like in middle school almost.
Yeah,
when like,
definitely.
Or for me and my friend group at least, when we were trying to figure out like what the cool music is, we kind of went all the way around and we were like, music without words? What?
So cool. So, what type of instrumental music do you listen to?
I feel like I used to listen to jazz and classical and, like, orchestra music. But now I feel like I listen to a lot of pop songs, just the instrumental versions of them.
Yeah.
I really like piano covers.
Oh, so those are really good.
Those are always, like, solid choices.
Like, the piano covers of K-pop songs?
Oh, my God.
Those are so good. People are so talented.
Like, 1 hour of study piano music.
3 hour loop. Okay, so for me, I listen to more, like, the jazz, lofi, hip-hop. Like, you're in a coffee shop, like, those types.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, so relaxing. And not only is it, like, relaxing to me, but it just puts me in the mood to work. Mm-hmm. And so that's the type of music that I listen to when it comes to instrumental.
Yeah, I used to think that, like, a super studious people only listen to classical music. So I would try to listen to a lot of classical music, even though I dreaded listening to it.
Just so you can be
just
nice,
so I was like, I need to think how they think. Like, if they enjoy this stuff, I'm going to make myself enjoy this. And so then now I don't listen to any classical music at all.
Do you not enjoy it?
No. It's like, I feel like instrumental music that is derived from pop songs, like, I can kind of still sing it in my mind.
Oh,
so I guess that helps. But if it's, like, if there's no words at all, then it's good for studying, but not really for enjoyment as much. Yeah,
if I listen to the music first, the song first, without lyrics, then you don't know what the lyrics were in the first place, so it's just easier to concentrate on what you're doing.
And it's amazing how instrumental pieces can, like, portray so much, like, feeling and emotion into a, like, a setting, even though there's no words.
Exactly.
Like, for different games or movies, the music makes horror movies so much scarier than they actually are. Like, if you watch it on mute or something, it's so awkward almost.
Yeah. I also think instrumental music has, like, lots of layers to it. Like, so, I'm not saying that songs with lyrics don't have, but I feel like when there's a song, lyrics add another dimension to it. But some instrumental songs, since they don't have lyrics, they have, like, different layers of different instruments that are being played, and that just adds, like, the depth to the song, and sometimes it can be even more enjoyable than songs that are with lyrics.
Yeah, so that concludes our episode for today. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Music Notes. This is Abby.
And this is Morgan.
Till next time.